上个礼拜周师母讲诗篇27篇。
Last week, Pastor Chow was mentioning Psalm 27.
他说是以色列人就是新年的时候读这一篇。
She was mentioning that the Israelites read this Psalm during the New Year's.
我回去之后。
So after that, I went home.
圣经里面有一节圣经是说。
There's a verse in the Bible that says.
他说懒惰人啊，不考打猎所 得到的猎物。
Those who are lazy, they don't what?
烤。
They don't cook. The food that they hunted.
那神也喜欢我们把神的话反复的思想。
And God wants us to repeatedly meditate on His words.
所以我回去就在。再多次的在默想这个诗篇二十七篇。
So I went home and I meditated on this psalm, many times.
那我觉得它是一篇蕴藏很丰富的诗篇，蕴藏许多真理的诗篇。
And I think that this is a psalm that, has embedded many,
许多的真理。非常的丰富。
It's very abundant.
那首先我们可以看到诗人哈，他是一个宣告，他在宣告神的所事。
So first thing we can see is that the psalmist is proclaiming God's truth.
他的所事。
His proclaiming God's nature.
He is.我们的神是一位 I am who I am 的神。
Our God is a God who is I am who I am.
那无论我们的需要是什么。
So no matter what our needs are.
那诗人他先宣告。
So the psalmist he proclaims first.
他宣告神的所事。
He proclaim who God is.
那他宣告耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，是我的救恩。
He is proclaiming that God is the Lord is my light and my salvation.
他说耶和华是我性命的保障。
The Lord is the stronghold of my life.
那个保障有几个意思，力量也是力量。
So stronghold here also means strength.
也是提到是避难所。
And it also refers to refuge.
这个诗人他需要他在这个时候他好像觉得看不到前面有光，他就宣告神是他的亮光。
So, the psalmist here, he didn't know.He is proclaiming that God is his light.
他好像也在许多的危难中，他需要神来拯救。
He has a lot of troubles and he needs God to save him.
他好像也需要神成为他的保障，成为他的力量，成为他的避难所。
And he needs God to be his stronghold, to be his strength, and to be his refuge.
各位弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
耶稣在约翰福音里面
when Jesus was in John, book of John,
他提到他是生命的粮食，他是亮光，他是道路。
Jesus mentioned that he is the light of life and the path of life.
那我们需要宣告他的所事。
So we need to proclaim who he is.
那我们需要来认识他的所事。
And we need to know who he is.
保罗说使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
And so like Paul said that he may know Christ and understand his resurrecting power.
我想那个不只是我们头脑的认识基督的所事。
And I know that is not just head knowledge about who God is.
那借着宣告，
But through proclaiming.
那借着圣灵将这带领我们经过这些环境。
And through the Holy Spirit leading us going through all these circumstances.
让我们经验到神的真实。
So we can experience God's reality.
当我们在软弱中。
When we are in our weaknesses,
他是我们的力量。
He is our strength.
当我们看起来没有路的时候，
When it seems that there's no other way,
他是我们的道路。
He is our way.
当我们在百般的试炼中，
When we are going through numerous trials and hardships,
那我们知道神曾经应许。
And we know that God has promised.
他会在我们百般的试炼中为我们开一条路出来。
That He will make a way, when we're in trouble.
那我们可以来支取神的所示。
So we can come and take on to who God is.
啊，我们刚才听到爱卿姊妹所提到的事情。
Earlier on, we just heard Sister Pam mentioning to us.
好像去年虽然有那样的一个问题，
that even though last year, she had a problem.
可是神当神出人意外的平安保守她，经过这一切的事。
But when the Lord give her, overwhelming peace, to go through all of it.
好像经过，好像他们叫做船经过了之后水无痕。
People say that it's as if like the ship, a boat, goes by and it leaves no footprints in the water.
所以我们借着宣告，那借着信心的宣告，会帮助我们有信心。
And so through declaration and proclamation of faith, it will help us to have faith.
那各位弟兄姐妹，这个宣告很重要。
And so, brothers and sisters, proclamation is very important.
启示录那里提到，弟兄胜过他，是因为羔羊的血。
So in Revelation, it mentioned that the
弟兄胜过撒旦。
The
弟兄胜过撒旦。
Can overcome Satan is
是因为羔羊的血。
Is through the blood of the Lamb.
那还有自己所见证的道。
And the testimonies that they die.
那我们不只是宣告神的所事。
So not only are we proclaiming who He is.
我们要见证神的所事。
We're going to testify who He is.
那所谓的见证就是他活，他从我生命中活出来。
And so when we testify is through.God living through our lives.
那这里，当我们见证神的所事，经历神的所事，然后我们还要说一件事情，就是我们不要害怕。
So when we have testified who He is, we have experienced who He is. Another thing is that we should not be afraid.
我记得以前有一位属灵的长者说。
I remember that in the past there was a elderly spiritual elder.
但是他说，如果我们里边有一点儿害怕。
He said that if inside of us we are a little bit afraid.
但是仇敌不知道。
The enemies won't know.
但是如果我们宣告信心的话。
But if we proclaim our faith.
那是一个得胜。
It's a victory.
你看诗人他怎么说？我还怕谁呢
？So like the psalmist says, of whom shall I be afraid?
我还惧谁呢
？Of whom shall I fear?
在第一节，我还惧谁呢
？Whom shall I fear?
那神要我们不要怕。
So God does not want us to be afraid.
神要我们不要怕。
God wants us not to be afraid.
那个。约书亚记提到刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
So like in the book of Joshua, it says, you need to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid.
对于未来，我们不要怕。
So when it regards to the future, we should not be afraid.
我前一阵子看到一个真实的见证。
So in the past, I Recently, I saw a testimony.
就是在某一个国家有一对夫妇。
So then, in another country, there was a couple.
那先生起先考试不顺利。
The husband was taking a test and wasn't successful.
那失败了。
He failed.
他的太太继续的鼓励他，继续的相信。
His wife was encouraging him and believing in God.
结果他的先生经过好多好多的不容易。
So the husband went through many difficulties.
后来他想到了要替弱势的人做某一些事情。
And later on, he thought of helping the poor people.
结果他照着去做。
And so he went about helping poor people.
结果后来成就了很大的事。
And in the end, he actually accomplished some great things.
那他的先生就问他说，问太太说。
And the husband, so the husband asked the wife.
他说，当我每一次失败的时候，那为什么你从来都没有骂过我？
So the husband asked, whenever I failed, and wasn't successful, how come you never, was upset or yelled at me?
他太太说，我总是在想，上帝可能会给你有另外有一个预备。
And the wife said, I think that, you know, maybe God has some other plans for you.
所以在哥林多前书那个爱，他是提到凡事相信。
And so that in the First Corinthians, it mentioned about love, and that love always trusts.
啊，刚才文琪提到那个 Hedy Baker 那个见证啊，他就是相信，他就是爱那一个毒贩的女儿。
毒贩，那是他自己的女儿。
是他自己的女儿。
Yeah.
毒贩的。
他自己的四岁的女儿。
Yeah, 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 yeah.
哦，是 Hedy Baker 自己的女儿。
Yeah.
Oh,
her daughter was sexually harassed.
她自己的女儿，我想说，她的女儿为什么在毒贩那？ Oh.
因为她在香港跟她先生有一个 missionary 在那里做，
服侍的时候被 harassed。
里面一个叫做 Hammond 的人，居然去侵犯她四岁的女儿， uh-huh. 在她出去服侍的时候。
哦、oh, ，这样子。
她的女儿，我想说应该
闯
是
她的家。Oh, OK。OK。好，但是我想他第一个，他就是因着相信，
嗯，
那个毒贩后来信主了吗？啊，那可是他愿意因着信饶恕，相信而饶恕。
So by faith, she was willing to forgive.
那个要越过自己很不容易的感觉。
So it takes a lot to
要超越自己
Overcome, yeah,
对要得胜自 that, 超越自己对那但是他实质的去做了、
but she did it
哦那否定了他的自我的感觉那种愤怒那些不容易饶恕的那种感觉
So she denied herself of her angerAnd feelings of unforgiveness.
那这就是一种实质的见证。
And so this is a practical.
这是一个背十字架。
This is a testimony of
这个就是向着老我死。
And this is to die to oneself.
那能够向着神活。
And to live toward God.
那另外我们也知道这一篇诗篇，他也提到仇敌属仇敌。
In this psalm, it also mentioned about the enemies.
那在第二节、第三节、第六节、十一、十二都有提到。
Verse 2, verse 3, 6, and 12, they all mention about the enemies.
各位弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters.
每一个神的儿女
every one of God's child.
从创世纪开始
beginning in Genesis.
那个从创世纪开始，那个就是亚当蛇就是亚当后裔的一个敌人。
Ever since Genesis, the snake, the serpent, is the enemy of the man.
那一直到启示录。
All the way till Revelation.
撒旦。
Satan,
敌基督
the Antichrist,
假先知
the false prophet,
要被送到硫磺火去
so all of them will go to the lake of fire.
那其实从创世纪到启示录
so from Genesis to Revelation,
就是一个神圣的战争
It's a holy war.
本来神创造人就要人像他要在这里治理这地
So God created man so that we can be like him and rule over the earth.
那可是人必须要听神的话
But people, as people, we need to listen to God's word.
可是在创世纪当人听撒旦借着蛇的诱惑的时候
But in Genesis, when people disobeyed by listening to Satan and yielding to his temptation.
Yeah, 那但是神在每一个世代
And God in every single generation.
他都呼召一些人出来
He's calling people out to for him.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
一直到大卫。
All the way to David in the Bible.
大卫原来不过是一个小牧羊人。
And David was only a shepherd.
但是他在旷野的时候。
But when he was in the desert.
他在赞美神。
He was praising the Lord.
他说我观看你所造的日月这些便说人算什么你竟就是祝福人类。
So he said that as I look upon the world that you have created, what is man that you are mindful of him?
你竟顾念他。
That you are mindful of him.
那大卫是一个赞美神的人。
And so David is someone who praises.
可是当他被神高抹。
So when God anointed him.
他在年轻的时候
When he was young,
他是一个忠心的就是牧羊人
He was a faithful and dedicated shepherd
熊或是狼或是这些狮子来了他就是用他的武器把他们打败
Whether it was bear, wolf, that came that and to the sheep he was he used his own weapon to ward them off.
那但是后来他打败了哥利亚。
But later on, he defeated Goliath.
那他就被扫罗在追赶。
And because of jealousy, Saul later on tried to pursue him and kill him.
那他也在那些许多人加特人菲利士人当中在那里很不容易。
And so he went among different groups of people, including the Philistines, and it was very difficult.
在当时有一些看起来外边的军人、敌人来与他为敌。
So from the outside, it seemed as if there were other enemies, people that were enemies.
那提到像有军兵来安营攻击他。
Mentioning that though.
第三节。
Verse 3, though an army besiege me.
那但是他说，虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。
This is, though war break out against me, even then will I be confident.
各位弟兄姐妹，今天我们没有像大卫所有的这些看起来外边的军队军人来跟我们作战。
So brothers and sisters, even though today we don't have an army.Soldiers that are waging war against us.
但是我们有一些属灵气的仇敌。
But we have spiritual enemies.
那以弗所书是天空属灵气的恶魔。
And so Ephesians, you mentioned about the enemies in the heavens.
就是在二重天之下。
Underneath the second heavens.
那这些人他们这些仇敌是有等级的
and these enemies they have different ranks
那他们是就是中文是讲就是执政掌权管辖幽暗世界的 powers, rulers, authorities,
principalities.
那他们是有等级的。那所以我们基督徒
So as Christians,
有的时候会遇到一些难处。
Sometimes we are going to go through some difficulties.
Yeah, 那约翰福音十章十节那里讲到。
In John verse, chapter 10, verse 10.
他说盗贼来偷窃毁坏杀害。
It says that the robbers come, to steal, to destroy, and kill.
偷窃毁坏我们的信心，我们的健康，或是攻击一些灵界、心灵的，或是身体的，或是外在的。
They might come and steal our health, things that are from outside.What we our possessions or whatever we have.
耶稣来了是叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
But when Jesus came, he came so that people have life and have it to the full.
那有的时候是攻击一个人的名誉。
Sometimes they're attacking a person's reputation.
那像川普提名那个卡巴纳。
Like Trump was
提名卡巴纳做大法官
Kavanaugh to be the judge.
所有跟卡巴纳共事过的那些女性的同工
So anyone who had been colleagues, female colleagues with the judge.
他们都说他对人非常仁慈，很礼貌，很尊重
Even though all of them said that he was very polite.And kind to people.
可是那个女人，她其实如果你仔细的去看她的 background， 看她的背景，她真的不是一个很好的人。
But the accuser, the woman who accused Kavanaugh of things, if you look at her background, she was not a very good woman.
就是要把一个人的名誉、人格整个的摧毁掉。
And the intent was to destroy someone, another person's reputation.
人格
And their character.
那但是甚至他自己举出的那几个他的同伴要作证的那些人，到最后都说我们不记得这样的事，没有这样的事。
So even the people that she had wanted to use to testify against the supreme judge.Those people didn't remember.
可是美国有许多的人就相信了美国人。
Because of that, a lot of people believed.
那各位弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人经过不同种类的属灵的征战。
So brothers and sisters, every one of us, we go through different kinds of spiritual warfare.
有的人是这一方面，有的人是那一方面。
Some people go through from one aspect, and other people go through another aspect.
但是我们就是要经历认识基督的所事。
But we just have to experience and know who God is.
那但是在这里我们看到。
But here we see that.
那诗人大卫他开始，他就是他就宣告在第四节，他这边讲到有一件事。
So David mentioned in the Bible that there's one thing.
我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求。
There's one thing I ask of the Lord, and this is what I seek.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
瞻仰他的荣美。
All the days of my life to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord.
在他的殿里求问。
To seek him in his temple.
那我们知道在旧约有亚伦祭司的等次。
We know that in the Old Testament there's the priest Aaron.
那 priesthood.
A priesthood. Like 那
亚伦祭司的等次，可是大卫是一个君王。
So Aaron's priesthood, but David was a king.
可是。本来大祭司一年一次，先要洁净自己，借着宝血这些哈来洁净之后，才能进到圣殿，才能够侍奉神。
So originally, only the highest priest once a year can cleanse themselves and enter the most holy place to see God.
那大卫的等次是另外一个等次。
And David's rank was a separate rank.
他们提到说，为什么叫做 TOD Tabernacle of David？
So people mentioned that why do other people call the Tabernacle of David?
他大卫知道一件事，就是以颂赞为祭。
David knew one thing, and that was he uses praises and sacrifice.
他设立了许多的赞美神的人。
He had appointed a lot of people to praise the Lord.
那来赞美神。
To praise the Lord.
那神的同在下来。
To bring down God's presence.
这个跟亚伦的祭司的制度是不太一样。
This is separate and different from the priesthood of Aaron.
那大卫很特别的一件事。
There's something very special about David.
他是一个君王。
He's a king.
可是他渴慕神。
But he longs for the Lord.
他要寻求神。
He's seeking the Lord.
当他遇到百般的艰难。
So when he went through numerous multitude of
people, 他要寻求神。
He sought after the Lord.
那一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
So he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
那到底什么东西那么吸引他？
So what was
在圣殿到底有什么吸引他？
In the temple.
我相信就是神的同在。
And I believe that it is the presence of God.
那他愿意在寻求神，寻求神，神的面，神的同在。
He's willing to seek God's presence, seek God's face.
在第八节这地方也提到，他说：“你说我们，你们当寻求我的面，那时我心里像说，耶和华，你的名，我正要寻求。”
It says in verse 8, My heart says of you, seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek.
那曾经在另外的诗篇，他说，我在夜间我不睡，我要为耶和华寻得居所。
And in another psalm, it says that in the night I will not sleep until I find a dwelling for the Lord.
那 dwelling place for the Lord.
A dwelling place for the Lord.
他真的很渴想神。
And so he was longing for the Lord.
虽然有这些征战，这些军兵，这些很不容易。
Even though there's this warfare and these armies.
在别处他提到耶和华教导他的指头如何征战。
And in another place, he mentioned how the Lord taught him his hands.
他知道他最大的需要就是有神同在。神来指点他，神来掌权。
And he knows that what he needs the most is God's presence, God's guidance, and God's sovereignty in his life.
那有人有在以前信徒快乐生活秘诀这边提到。
In another book called A Christian Happy Life of a Christian.
对他提到说，当我们有神同在的时候。
Mentioned that when we have God's presence,
那我们的周围有一个光圈。有一个光圈。
We have God's
circle
light,
of glory.
Circle of glory around us.
好像盾牌一样。
It's like a shield.
保护着我们。
Protecting us.
我们很需要那个保护。
We need that protection.
那今天我们没有像以色列那样的圣殿可以进去。
Today we don't have a temple like Israel that we can enter.
但是我们可以尝试住在基督里。
But we can attempt to live in Christ, abide in Christ.
操练。
And to practice.
那不只是按静态的操练。
Not just to practice when we are quiet.
也在我们的日常生活中。
But to practice in our everyday lives.
真的，我觉得。有神同在的时候
and I know that sometimes when we have God's presence,
神就是我们的保护。
God is our protection.
我想我很多次提到， 可能的车祸，神保护。
I've mentioned many, many times the possible car accidents that could have happened, but God protected.
那他赐出人的意外的平安。
And God gives
peace,
surpassing human understanding.
那真的在轮子轮胎都不见的时候，轮轴都跑掉的时候，还保守我们平安。
And even when the axle was gone, God still protected us.
那个平安不只是外在的，是心灵里面的。
And the peace wasn't just on the outside, but it was also in our hearts.
基督是我们的平安。
Jesus, Christ is our peace.
基督是有奇妙的预备。
Christ has a special preparation.
奇妙的掌权。
Special sovereignty.
那我们要他的，要他的自己。
So we want himself.
这就是我们今天唱住在基督里。
This is what we were singing, abiding in Christ.
许多的福气。
Many, many kinds of blessings.
因为圣经里面有一句话。
Because in the Bible there is a verse.
一切的丰盛。
All the abundance.
都有形有体的在基督里。
Is manifested in Christ.
那感谢神。
So we praise the Lord.
那当大卫知道这一件事，
When David knows of that,
他知道要神的同在。
When he knows to desire after God's presence,
要住在耶和华的殿中，
to abide in God's,
瞻仰他的荣美。
Seek his face,
还有在他的殿里求问。
To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple.
在他殿里面有得到神的同在。
And to receive God's presence in his temple.
所以他能够说。
So he can say.
他说我遭遇患难。
He said,
在第五节。
For in a day of trouble.
他必暗暗地保守我。
He will keep me safe in his dwelling.
在他亭子里。
He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle.
把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处。
He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle.
将我高举在磐石上。
And set me high upon a rock.
现在我得以昂首。
Then my head will be exalted.
高过四面的仇敌。
Above the enemies who surround me,
我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭。
At his tabernacle, will I sacrifice with shouts of joy.
他知道他能够要，就是当他跟神同在的时候，看得见的仇敌的权势好像在低，比较低的层次。
He knows that, when he has God's presence.The enemies that he sees are at a lower level.
所以他渴望神把他藏在这个高举在磐石之在帐幕的隐秘处。
So he longs for God, to set him high upon a rock, to hide him in the shelter of his tabernacle.
现在我得以昂首。
And he says, then my head will be exalted.
高过四面的仇敌。
Above the enemies who surround me.
高过四面的仇敌。
Above the enemies who surround me.
在诗篇九十一篇那边提到住在至高者隐秘处的住在全能者的印象。
So in Psalm chapter 91,
第一节。
Verse 1, it mentioned, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
我们在这个世间，我们有苦难，在世上有苦难。
So in our lives, we're going to go through suffering.
但是耶稣说，在他里面有平安。
But Jesus said that in him there's peace.
那我们的主耶稣已经从死里复活。
So our Jesus Christ has raised from the dead.
升到高天。
And ascended to the heavens.
掳掠了仇敌。
Give captive. Kept captive of the enemies.
Yeah, 坐在至大者的右边。
And sat down right on the to the right of the God.
他的圣灵也浇灌下来。
His Holy Spirit has been sent down.
可以进到我们心灵里面。
To come into our hearts.
那我们的身体、心灵、灵魂也是他的圣殿。
our bodies, our spirit and soul is also his holy temple.
那不只是旧约那个外边的圣殿是圣殿，你的身体，你的心灵也是神的圣殿。
Not just the temple in the Old Testament, like the outside physical temple, but also your heart, your body is also God's temple.
因着耶稣十字架流血，洁净我们。
Because of Jesus' blood, from the cross, dying on the cross, to cleanse us.
他裂开他的身体。
He broke his body.
那他的圣灵可以进到我们里面。
His Holy Spirit can come into our hearts.
他可以住在我们里面。
He can abide in us.
啊，我们也被提升了。
And then we are lifted up.
我们可以住在至高者的隐秘处。
So we can dwell in the highest place.
那他就是我们的一切的一切。
So he is our all in all.
他垂听我们的祷告。
Answer our prayers.
我们最近感觉到有几件事神垂听。
This recently we know that God has answered some of our prayers.
那我们真的是要继续的相信。
We will continue to believe.
那感谢神。那我们看到这个在高处是很重要的。
Here, when it says the being set on high places, It's very important.
我的父亲曾经在空军待过。
My father had been in the Air Force.
那他说那个打仗的时候啊，那个时候他就是他们那个时代啊，你飞机飞得很高，那底下的高射炮打不到你。
He said that back then if you fly very high, the
底下的那个
cannot shoot you from. If you're too high,
你就是要飞高一点。
So you need to fly high, a little higher.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们也需要。大卫知道，他知道说要在高处，高举在磐石上。他说得以昂首，高过四面的仇敌。
So here it says that, you need to, we need our head need to will be exhausted above the enemies who surround us.
第六节呀，我们要被神提息。
We need to be lifted high by the.
有的时候看得见的环境会让我们伤心沮丧。
Sometimes the circumstances that we can see will let us be sad or upset.
或是沮丧。
Or depressed.
但是神要我们。高过这一切。
But God wants us to be lifted high.
他要我们看神的自己。
He wants us to see God himself.
那当我们高过了这一切。
So when we have overcome all of this.
那我们可以在他的帐幕里欢然献祭。
We can sacrifice at his tabernacle.
那边讲欢然献祭是英文是什么？
Here we mentioned about sacrifice with shouts of joy.
Shout of joy, 对，感谢神，哇 ，shout for of joy. 当你看到事情，你觉得有一点伤心，有难过，那你立着你的性子，立着你的性子 ，shout for joy, shout of joy. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah.
When you see some circumstances that makes you sad or depressed, you need to overcome that feeling and. Praise the Lord with shouts of joy.
我听说有一些神的仆人。
I heard that there are God's people.
神的仆人在过去一些属灵的仆人。
Servants.
神操练他们要赞美神。
God was training them to praise the Lord.
有的时候他怕吵到别人。
Sometimes they're afraid to bother other people.
他把他的头放进衣柜里面赞美。
They put their head in the closet.
那声音不会吵到别人。
So that they wouldn't, the sound wouldn't, interfere others.
那有神的仆人这样写，他说你要力求赞美神。
So God's people said that you need to,
strive to praise.
Strive to praise. Be persistent in praise.
那超过大小的难处。
To overcome all kinds of difficulties.
超过别人的误会。
to overcome other people's misunderstandings.
超过别人的错误。
To overcome other people's mistakes.
甚至我们有错，我们跟神认错。
If we have mistakes, we repent and ask God for forgiveness.
超越我们自己的软弱。
And to overcome our own weaknesses.
赞美神。
To praise the Lord.
那就是一个 shout of joy.
And that is a shout of joy.
那据说这种大声的呐喊。
We heard that these kind of loud praises and shouts of joy.
那特别是赞美神。
Especially when we praise the Lord.
可以医治我们的沮丧。
Can heal our depression.
把黑暗忧愁都逃避，都让他们逃避。
So that all the darkness and sadness can flee.
我们要赞美神。
To praise the Lord.
还有英文甚至有一个是说 Bless the Lord, 称颂神，祝福神。
And there's a term, it says bless the Lord. So we're praising the Lord, giving blessing to the Lord.
我们的心灵是一个战场。
Our heart is a battlefield.
如果我们让灰心，让失败，让沮丧进来。
If we let worries,depression and sadness come within our heart.
所以耶稣告保罗告诉我们凡事谢恩。
Paul mentioned that we need to praise the Lord in all circumstances.
Thanks God.
Give thanks in all circumstances.
那常常喜乐。
And to rejoice always.
不住的祷告。
To pray persistently.
我们需要有一个喜乐的心。
We need to have a heart of joy.
我们不要让沮丧、伤心、难过、困难把我们打败。
We shouldn't let sadness, depression, and overcome us.
那后面也提到要唱诗、歌颂、赞美神。
And in the back, at the end, you also mentioned about.
Sing praises, sing songs.
Sing and make music to the Lord.
或是 melody 来赞美神。
To sing and make music and melodies to the Lord.
哇，你看到他这一边啊，他是有宣告，有住在主里面，然后又赞美神，又喜乐，高过仇敌的权势。
Here there's praises, there's joy. And all of it so that they can be lifted high above the enemies.
第七节他说我耶和华我用声音呼吁的时候求你垂听并求你连续我应允我。
Verse 7 says, Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me.
我们很需要求用声音来呼求神。
We need to use our voice to call out to the Lord.
英文有一个字叫 cry out.
In English, there's some versions it says cry out.
求神不只是就是大声的呼求神。
We're crying out with shouts.
那还要求神来连续我们。
And we ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
还有答应我们，应允我们。
To answer us.
那这些我们都需要。
And all of this is what we need.
可是诗人他知道一件事。
But the psalmist knows one thing.
他说你们当寻求我的面。
It says that we shall seek his face.
那时我心里向你说。
And at that time, my heart says of you.
耶和华你的面我正要寻求。
Your face, O Lord, I will seek.
有一个人圣经上神非常喜悦。
There's someone in the Bible that God especially loves.
那就是雅各。
That was Jacob.
虽然他天然的人看来并不太好。
Even though his natural character wasn't that great.
为了长子的名分会欺骗人。
For the name of the
长子
elder son, he lied.
欺骗他的父亲。
He lied to his father.
那他跟他哥跟他的舅舅在养羊的事，他会算计。
When he was with his uncle, he knew how to calculate and make it so that he
他是一个会抓的人
he could earn more.
他是一个会抓的人
he's someone who takes advantage.
可是神喜欢他
but God loves him.
因为他说雅各是寻求耶和华面的族类
because Jacob is someone who seek after God.
God's face.
Seek after God's face.
哦，这是他后来真的是寻求到神了。
So in the end, he finally found the Lord.
他雅各变成以色列了。
So when Jacob became Israel.
所以不管我们出身如何。
So it doesn't matter what kind of background we have.
我们要寻求主。
We need to seek the Lord.
我们要寻求神的面。
We need to seek God's face.
我们要寻求神的灵充满我们。
God's Holy Spirit.
我们要更多的认识他，求他的圣灵来明亮我们心中的眼睛。
We need to seek to know him more so that his Holy Spirit can lighten up our spiritual eyes.
能够洁净我们的行为。
To cleanse our behavior.
洁净我们的言语。
To cleanse our words.
在美国这个环境。
In the United States.
我们很需要我们的言语被洁净。
We need our words to be cleansed.
那我们能够说清洁的言语
If we can say words that are clean,
恩慈的言语
words of kindness,
这就是一个很大的改变
and that's a great change.
因为你要做耶稣的朋友
because we need to be God, friends of God.
我们需要清洁的心
we need to have a clean heart.
我们也需要神帮助我们说恩慈的话
and we need God to help us to say kind words.
诗人回应了神的需要。
And so the psalmist replied to God's need.
你的面我正要寻求。
It says, "Your face, Lord, I will seek."
那他有几件事说神啊，你不要这么做。
And there are a few things he said to God not to do.
神啊，不要向我掩面。
Do not hide your face from me.
不要发怒赶逐仆人。
Do not turn your servant away in anger.
大卫知道一件事。
David know one thing.
无论如何。
No matter what.
他要神的同在。
He wanted God's presence.
神啊，你不要向我掩面。
God, do not turn your face from me.
他知道如果神丢弃我们，那就是一件最危险的事。
He knew that if God forsake us, that's the most dangerous thing.
他说，不要丢掉我。
He said, "Do not reject or forsake me."
也不要离弃我。
Do not forsake me.
第十节，我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
Verse 10 says, "Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me."
哎，我们曾经想，为什么大卫的父母，大卫会有这种感觉？
Sometimes we think, how is David? Why would David ever have this kind of feeling that his parents would forsake him?
然后跟随大卫的人很多是欠债的。
A lot of people who follow after David, they were in debt.
好像是在那个时代，也许是 homeless， 是一些无家可归的人。
And those people in that generation are what we call homeless today.
那但是那些人跟从他，对他忠心。
Those people who follow him are very loyal to him.
从某一个角度。
In a way.
大卫曾经也是收保护费的。
David did receive.
他曾经对拉巴说。他带了那么多三百多人啊，他说喇叭我照顾你啊，你能不能够帮我一些忙哈、
啊？So he said it to Nabal.
Yeah. 那
if you that we protected you.
可是这
your people, can you feed my people?
可是这些人后来替他得天下。
But these people were the people who fought for him and eventually helped him back.
那可是当他带这些人的时候
But when he was with these people,
那他的母亲、父亲觉得啊、哦，我们没有办法照顾这个儿子了。
His parents could not afford to help him.
那他也不能留在家里了。
He could not stay with his at his home.
一方面，他需要到处带着这一群人走。
On one hand, he needs to bring these people around to.
他也感觉他的父母好像跟他保持很远的距离了。
He may feel that his parents are keeping a distance from him.
所以他感觉到我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
So he feels that though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me.
那神永远是他的保障。
And God will always be his protection.
耶和华，求你将你的道指教我。
It says, teach me your way, O Lord.
因我仇敌的缘故，引导我走平坦的路。
Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors.
哦，我们很需要神来指示我们当行的路。
We really need God to lead us, on the path that we should take.
我们需要有一个受教的耳朵。
We need to have an ear that listen.
刚刚文琪提到顺服。
Earlier, Sister Wenqi was mentioning about obedience.
有人这样提。
Someone once mentioned.
如果我们不能顺服看得见的人。
Someone once said, if we cannot obey what we, someone we can see,
那我们也不容易顺服那看不见的神。
It would be difficult for us to obey someone, God, who we cannot see.
耶稣为了学习顺服。
Jesus, for learning to be obedient,
他成为人的样式。
He became a human.
他在木匠的父亲的家中一直到30岁。
He became, he was in the household of a carpenter till he was 30.
他尽量的顺服他的父亲。
So he tried to obey his father.
当然，如果他的父母的意思跟天父的意思冲突的时候，他说：“我岂不应当以天父的事为念吗？”
So of course, when his parents', will and God's will are different.He did say that he should
obey Heavenly Father.
Obey the Heavenly Father.
有一次他的父母要回去，要回他们的老家，但是耶稣留在圣殿里问很多的问题。
So one day when Joseph and Mary they were on their way home, Jesus stayed behind to ask questions in the temple.
十二节，求你不要将我交给敌人遂其所愿。
Verse 12 says, "Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes."
那感谢神，我们也要跟主说，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
We need to ask the Lord to not, to help us to not, be tempted and, to leave.
那就是救我们脱离凶恶。
To leave from violence.
Evil. The evil one or evil forces. 那他说，因为妄作见证的和口吐凶言的起来攻击我。
And here it says, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence.
也许我们现在并没有看得见的这些环境，有的时候也许有，但是也许没有。但是我们知道，我们的仇敌是昼夜在神的面前控告他的百姓。
For some of us, you know, you might not have false witnesses rising up against you, breathing out violence. But for some of us, we may. But in the spiritual realm, the enemies are.
昼夜在神的面前
in front of God, day and night, accusing us.
他们昼夜在神的面前控告约伯
day and night in front of God, they accused Job.
那我们没有办法，我们只有靠着耶稣的宝血
There's nothing we can do. We can only, come and receive Jesus' blood.
来清洁我们自己
To cleanse us.
来堵住仇敌的破口
To block the enemy's attack.
那十三节他讲，我若不幸在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已上当了。
Verse 13 said, I'm still confident of this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
那英文是讲直接的，就是我一定在活人之地要看见神的恩惠。
So the English version says, I am confident of this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord.
中文是说，我如果不相信在活人之地的得见耶和华的恩惠，我就会上当了。
In Chinese, it says, if I don't trust that I will see the goodness of the Lord, in the land of living.Then I will lose my heart. I will lose heart.
Lose heart. Discourage. Yeah.
Be discouraged.
那十四节他提到要等候神。
So verse 14 it says, wait for the Lord.
那要有信心的宣告。
To have proclamation of faith.
信心的盼望。
To have hope.
那有的时候需要等候。
And sometimes we need to wait upon the Lord.
那要等候的时候，有的时候你的心会有一点胆怯。
Sometimes when we wait, our hearts will be afraid.
所以他说要壮胆。
So here it says, be strong and take heart.
诗人大卫曾经说。
The psalmist David was once said,
我的心要默默无声，专等候神。
My heart will be silent and.
他有的时候纠正他自己的心。
Sometimes he corrects his own heart.
我的心啊，你为何要忧闷？ My heart, why do you have anxiety? 对，没有，不是在这里啊。
My heart, why are you anxious?
要壮胆。
You need to take heart.
坚固你的心。
To strengthen your heart.
要等候耶和华。
To wait upon the Lord.
好，现在我们明白了。
And now we understand.
为什么以色列人在大年初一要读这一篇诗篇？
Why do the Israelites read?Psalm during their New Year.
哇，太丰富了。
This is very abundant.
这是我们这一生可以操练。
We can practice this all our life.
我们可以有信心的宣告。
We can have faith, proclamation of faith.
我们可以寻求神的面。
We can seek after God's face.
我们可以住在基督里边。
We can abide in Christ.
住在他至高者的隐秘处。
Abide in His the highest, most well.
超越四维仇敌的权势。
To overcome the forces of the evil ones.
我们可以靠着主喜乐。
We can rejoice in the Lord.
有的时候 shout of joy 或是 make a noise to praise you, 在别人看来是一个疯子。
Sometimes if we shout for joy or rejoice in the Lord, make noise for the Lord.
在别人看来觉得很奇怪。
Other people see we're
weird. 可是圣经上说，谦卑的人看见就喜乐。
But it says in the Bible that those who are humble see it and they will be joyful.
大卫曾经在跳舞的时候，他的太太米甲就觉得他很奇怪。
When David was dancing for the Lord, his wife.Thought he was weird.
有一点羞辱他。
And embarrassed him.
因为他太太看重自己的荣耀过于耶和华的荣耀。
Because the wife cared more about her own glory than God's glory.
感谢神，但愿我们主帮助我们在患难中靠主喜乐。
We praise the Lord. We ask the Lord to help us to.To lean on him and to be joyful.
我们要寻求他面，他的面。
We need to seek his face.
我们要像雅各的族类。
We need to be like Jacob's people.
他会改变我们。
He will change us.
一个卑贱的雅各。
A lowly Jacob.
变成王子。
Became prince.
以色列。
Israel.
以色列就是王子的意思。
Israel means a prince.
从创世纪到启示录就是一个征战。
So from Genesis to Revelation, it's a warfare.
当我们在信心征战试炼之后，我们要有信心的盼望。
So after we have this warfare in our faith, we need to have hope and faith.
我在活人之地。
It says that I'm still confident of this, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living.
Amen. 那是一个盼望。
It's a hope.
那但是在盼望中有时要忍耐。
But sometimes even when we have hope, we still need to have perseverance.
那我们需要忍耐着等候。
We need to persevere in waiting.
感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
但愿神带领我们经历这些实际。
We pray that God will help us to go through this reality.
在旧约，神拣选以色列人。
In the Old Testament, God, called upon, set apart the Israelites.
是他的见证人。
They were his testimony.
仇敌不喜欢他们。
The evil ones, the enemies did not like them.
那大卫也是，他要在做王之前，也经过许多的颠沛流离。
David, before he could become king, he had to go through a lot of suffering.
那但是最后
But eventually,
他做王了
he became king.
在我们人生的历程中
in our life,
有撒旦
there's Satan,
世界
there's the world,
眼目的情欲
there's
the flesh of eyes, 肉体的情欲 今生的骄傲
The pride, our pride.
还有很多我们的老我老自己。
And a lot of our sinful natures and flesh.
我们需要胜过。
That we need to overcome.
只有借着宝血十架。
Only through God's precious blood.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
那这一篇诗篇帮助我们。
And this song God has helped us.
那让我们。存着盼望
to give us hope,
成为一个得胜的
to become someone,
我们若与他一同同死
if we die with him,
也必与他一同复活
we will resurrect with him,
我们若与他一同受苦
if we suffer with him,
也必与他一同得荣耀
and then we will receive glory with him.
我们将来做的王不是看得见的政治人物的这些位置。
The future when we become kings is not those politicians, the people, the rulers that you can see.
那好像我们是将来进到荣耀里去。
When we go into glory.
那有的人也许需要借着殉道。
Some people it might be through
martyrdom. Yeah. 但是 anyway.那这是我们荣耀的盼望。
But this is our glorious hope.
我们盼望走完一生。
We hope that after we have finished our lives on this earth.
我们大卫是做地上的王。
David was a king in his life.
那我们能够胜过撒旦，胜过自己，胜过老我，胜过世界。
We can overcome Satan, overcome our sinful nature and ourselves.
那靠着羔羊的血十架。
Through the blood of the Lamb and the cross,
我们要与他一同作王。
We're going to become kings and rule with him.
谢谢主。
We praise the Lord.
把荣耀归给神。
Give him the glory.
谢谢主，谢谢。
我们再唱201首，好不好？感谢神，耶稣要作王，我们要与。